We're going back to the Ben and Skin Show on 97.1 The Eagle.
All right, so I wasn't here yesterday. I got out of town, just a little family vacation. And I got a confession to make. I got off my diet.
You got off?
Yep.
That's hot.
With food.
Nice, you little freak.
But the thing is, it's hard to be on a diet on vacation because I'm not doing carbs because I'm doing keto.
Yeah.
And so I said, what the hell? I'll go two days and enjoy carbs.
Nice. Oh, yeah.
And I'll say I don't feel like I'm missing out on that much. I'm glad I took the break. Now I got to go back, get in ketosis. But, dude, it's not that big of a deal.
What? So did you have pizza, though?
I had pizza.
I miss...
And you don't think you're missing out?
I don't.
Uh-huh. I miss pizza and I'm still eating it.
I mean, I do realize I'm missing out by not eating it, but it's not that great.
I want pizza in my mouth right now.
That's the most controversial opinion I've ever heard.
So what do you do for tacos?
I just put all the ingredients in my palm.
Do you lick it or do you...
I mean, you can't eat tacos. You can eat a bowl. You can eat a taco bowl.
Right.
You can't eat taco... Shells, no tortillas, shell. Chips. Like we...
what do you do for the bun?
So I've known Skin since we were 12. That's like 38 years. So he's seen me eat a stadium's size of queso, right? A bowl of queso over that time. And so now we go place, we get queso. I just don't eat it. I don't know if you noticed
that. You don't eat queso? Oh, interesting.
That's a sin in Texas. Right? Did you know that?
Yeah, but you know what I used to do is I would eat so much queso... And then the food would get there, and I'd be stuffed. But I'm like, well, I ordered this $18 dish. I guess I could eat these fajitas anyways. They're not going to eat themselves, Kevin.
Yeah.
When Ben and I lived in the Village, one time I came home, and he was in our hot tub and had filled it with queso and was in it. It was crazy.
And just had two bags of Tostitos on each hand.
We had a hot tub at the Village?
We had a hot tub in our apartment in the living room, and we would fill it with queso. It was amazing.
Anyways, I think I can do it. I can you guys?
We'll support you.
I mean, right?
I'll eat all the pizza you don't want.
I mean, look, carbs are good. They're great, but it's not. I expected it to be this major thing where I was like, oh, my God, I've been missing this. This is too great.
You've tricked your brain.
I think I'm good.
Which is all you have to do is trick your brain. That's all food is.
He's eating the wrong carbs.
Oh.
Like pasta?
Pasta's legit,
you don't miss pasta at all?
I don't.
He's not a big pasta guy, though.
Okay.
I don't like red sauce.
Yeah. Oh, that's probably Vince, one of the reasons you wouldn't miss pizza.
Right,
though.
Vince's never been like a big Italian guy, it seems.
I do like donuts, like hamburger buns, like Kraft hamburger buns.
Just right out of the bag. Here's a hamburger bun.
It's just messier, though. You just eat the burger that, you know, holding it out like a
in your hand.
Chalupa.
Do you lettuce wrap it or anything like that?
You can, but it's kind of a beating.
It's a lot of work, right?
I think the lettuce wrap thing is unnecessary and something people convince themselves they need to do, but
you just don't want to hold a hot burger with your fingers or something, so you're holding, look, I'm holding lettuce.
That's what a fork is for.
Yeah.
I do think a bumper sticker that says carbs is good would be on Gary Busey's car.
Good! And one more thing.
When?
I noticed that I drove my boys to Oklahoma, and while we're in the car, it was the best... father-son time I've had in years, and I couldn't believe it. It just happened. I wasn't planning
to talk.
Yeah, because my wife had her car and we had our car. We had to take two cars, and so each way one boy rode with me.
Fire up some
my 15-year-old and 13-year-old, and dude, it was awesome. I couldn't believe it. I challenged one of my sons. I said, "I'll give you my 13-year-old." I said, "I'll give you $20 because he was DJing. I go, if you can manage to play music the whole way to Broken Bow. Without playing anything with cuss words.
Yeah, he starts playing WAP.
And you know how he did it?
He played Boston's Greatest Hits.
He played my album.
Hey!
And then we talked about every song. And then later, I heard him explaining to his siblings what some of the songs were about.
Oh, cool.
I was like, this is really cool. Yeah. So the road trip, man, it's a big breakthrough. I've been looking. It's so hard to get them off video games and to focus, get them off their phones, and just get them to have a conversation. It was really cool. So back on the diet. And now I won't talk to my sons for another 6 months. But right now, it's time for this.
Everybody loves Lisp. I've been saying it for years and years and years. Why? Well, because people do love Lisp. When you say, I've got a Lisp, it's like saying squirrel to a dog. Everybody loves Lisp.
And I'd pay you some money to list stuff. Cause I know that you list things so good. You're the closest to list guy that I've ever seen. And I know that I've got like these things that are kind of unsorted that need to be listed. And I don't want KT to see me. Cause I don't think that he'd understand. When everything else seems so broken, I need a list that makes me say hi damn.
I mean, people power rank anything and everything nowadays, but they've always loved lists. Everybody loves lists.
All right. So the Harris Poll is this thing that happens where they give out these awards every year. The Harris Poll, they take all these brands get voted on by some high-powered people in the world. And I wish I could tell you more about it, but I
can't. That is the most generic thing anyone's ever said, to not say, look, I don't know what this is about, but some high-powered people have weighed in on this.
Look, I'm not going to be a fraud here. I'm not going to be a phony. I'm going to be a hack.
You're going to be a hack.
I'm going to tell you, I got a list. The Harris Poll Awards.
Looked
at it. Said this is pretty badass.
Uh-huh.
Could be talking points.
Ah, the Dell Harris Poll.
Now we go find out. I'm not going to contact all the Harrises who voted.
Devin,
Dell, Jay.
By the way, tomorrow, Will. Can we do the Paul Pierce story?
Maybe.
I don't know the story. I saw that he's out at ESPN.
After doing a live stream with girls twerking behind him.
Wait, he was at a strip club?
I honestly didn't think he deserved to be fired for that.
Well, I think it was in his apartment or house or whatever.
ESPN is a Disney-owned company. That's the only thing I can think of.
Were they strippers or was it just people dancing?
I don't know and I didn't watch it, but it's coming off the heels of International Women's Empowerment Month. And so it's probably they just said, it's just a bad look for us.
And they're also, you're really not that good on the air anyway.
Yeah, he's terrible on air. We should focus on that. Okay, back to you, Kevin Harris.
All right, so they have all these awards, right? Like, best, for instance... Best burger restaurant.
Chili's is legit.
Now here's the criteria.
Fast food.
Well, here's the criteria, right? Okay, they try to find the strongest brands for media, travel, finance, all these things. Entertainment, food, all this stuff. And it's three things. Familiarity,
mm-hmm.
quality, and purchase consideration.
What?
I don't know what that means.
Price.
Why didn't they say price?
Why'd you say price?
I mean, it's just what they said.
Say price.
Ask Harris.
Cost?
Are you saying Karis?
Karis
one?
Oh my God! Boogie Down Productions.
You're a winner. 2021
Let's
award.
Play a game.
Yeah, we need to guess.
Any game?
I wasn't gonna tell you.
Oh.
For best burger restaurant goes to.
We each get a guess.
Okay. Fast food, right?
Is it fast food?
Restaurant. Burger restaurant.
Restaurant.
Okay. Ooh, a restaurant.
So it means dine in.
Your definition.
I don't know. I think it's
Man,
Chili's.
There's so many.
I can't give it away.
Chili's is legit.
Chili's is legit.
Burger restaurant.
I had Smashburger over the weekend, so I'm going to
Smashburger.
Oh, Jared.
Have you tried the Spicy Cowboy 69?
You know, I would say locally I'd go with Twisted Root, but I think they've just disappeared, right? They went bankrupt, didn't
really?
They?
They're going to reemerge.
Okay, good, because I think that's the best burger I've ever had.
In fact,
they're going to reemerge with the same people that brings you Snuffers.
Oh, yes. Okay, good. Snuffers not...
What?
Cheese fries are great at Snuffers. Let me tell you something. Here's the problem. And Mr. Snuffer, Mike Snuffer, if you're listening, I'm speaking to you.
Snuffer, I barely know her.
And it really, the way that a Snuffers burger comes out is too undercooked and too much salt.
You had one experience with meat.
No, I've had a million of them,
sir.
And listen, now if you know that going in, you can just request less salt and have them make it more, like medium well. Because, man, I'm telling you, I took a bite out of one and it was so raw that my friend reached over, grabbed the patty with the bite mark in it, reshaped it into a ball again and set it back down. Now, a lot of people like it that way. And so that's cool. They're just making it. I'm not saying it was undercooked like dangerous. I mean, it was. Some people like it that way. They err on that side. I'm not about that.
I like my burgers to be more on. I like my steaks on the rare side, my burgers on the well side. That's not some crazy thing.
Burger better.
The interesting thing is, for whatever reason, Christina is only attached to the Rockwall Snuffers, which I've never quite understood.
Not only, but
it's the only one you ever.
A lot.
You only bring it up
because that's the one I go to like all the time.
They're all the same Snuffers,
and I love Snuffers.
I'm a fan of their chicken fingers. They're fantastic.
I think they have one of the best chicken sandwiches ever.
Well, yeah. They're not the winner of best.
But the loaded cheese fries.
I know.
Oh, there's the video with Paul Pierce.
Yeah. Look at the girl in the background smiling.
All right. Kevin, it confused me when you wouldn't really divulge much about if it was fast food or not.
Well, I can't give it away.
Well, you can say if it's a restaurant or fast food. Well, there's a million fast food burger places.
It could be both.
All right. Then I'm going to say... What's the L.A. burger? Yeah, In-N-Out.
It's In-N-Out.
I'm going In-N-Out.
Whataburger.
No.
It should be Whataburger.
Chili's.
Wendy's.
Oh!
Why?
Suck it!
Why would that give it away? You said you couldn't tell us because it would give it away.
Can everybody shut up, please? That would really narrow it down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you should have this moment, Ben.
Thank you. Do you have any music for me?
It's also not a chance.
I don't know.
I had a Wendy's cheeseburger like 2 hours ago.
I saw it. You underordered too. Guys, on behalf of Wendy and Dave...
We both died of heart attacks.
And the whole gang over there. I just want to say that as a man who likes to keto, you really find out what a burger place is made of when you have to eat it without the bun and all the crap on it. And nobody is out there making square craft burger patties like my pal Wendy. And so to you, Wendy, I raise a glass and I salute you. And I say to all the haters, go F yourselves.
Pretty much.
Okay.
I mean, their fries are good, but...
Oh, man.
I don't think
this
their fries are that
win.
Good.
I don't either.
Wait, so they beat Chili's. They all beat Fridays. They beat Bennigan's. They beat every single burger chain.
They have great burgers.
Good burger.
Good burger.
Welcome to Good Burger.
Casual dining restaurant.
Wait, nobody has anything else to say?
I'm just not a Wendy's fan.
Everyone always agreed with you that it's good. What we're confused about is the idea that a Kraft burger has a million locations.
Yep.
It's the opposite of Kraft.
I think it's all about each other's own experiences. And Ben's just lucked in. He's hit the Wendy's lottery. He's had a million great Wendy's experiences.
Dude, Wendy's is
and
legit.
I've had a few bad
Wendy's.
Ones. If I was telling you, hey, here's all the places I've had bad experiences at, it would be Wendy's. It would be...
Oh, you had a bad Wendy's.
It would be...
I had a really
why?
Bad Wendy's.
It would be the
there was a vein sticking out of a chicken sandwich I had, and I've never been able to go
vein?
Back since. A vein?
You guys realize...
What does that mean?
The HR thing that KT just subtly revealed on the air will go down as the most shocking moment.
It's a one-time only joke.
Dang it.
Dude.
I mean, stupid me talking over.
No,
wasn't
your fault.
You didn't do anything wrong. I talked over you. And I think if you want to hear it, you can go download the podcast after the show at Ben and Skin on Twitter.
Most of our listeners want to hear you talk about veiny stuff over whatever he's doing.
Yeah.
No.
Well, it's kind of the same.
Oh, no.
Casual dining restaurant. Who's your winner?
Chili's.
Wendy's.
Casual dining.
Oh, it's non-fast food, right?
See, Wendy's only got burger. No one was talking about Wendy's
but
chili.
Are you
salads
saying
or...
fast food dine-in?
It's in the craft fast food category.
And this is Texas only?
The world.
Is this fast craft casual?
It's what?
Casual dining restaurant. They were actually fast in the craft? News recently for sad reasons.
Chipotle.
No.
I want to go back to the idea of fast craft casual.
Are you talking about fast craft casual?
I like that.
No, it's casual dining.
So a place where you can wear jeans.
Here's a tip because I don't think it'll give it away to maybe Christina. When you get there, like some places have there's chips and salsa. When you sit down here, they they give you a bucket of peanuts.
Steakhouse Roadhouse,
yeah,
Texas
Roadhouse.
Mudbones.
Ooh, they're buns. Like the honey buns.
Oh my God! I know what you're talking about with that kind of like cinnamon, a little bit,
yeah,
a touch of cinnamon.
Texas Steakhouse.
I don't get it. There was one by the crib in Allen, and it's just covered in peanut shells, and it gave me anxiety, and I left.
My son has a peanut allergy, so we're not really
right.
Oh,
KT tried to force us into going there one time.
No,
remember? We had a showdown.
We were at
Rangers spring training.
We had a $500 steakhouse budget, and he tried to force us to Texas Roadhouse.
It was between Roadhouse and Outback, and we should have trusted me because that was not a good Outback experience.
Give me Outback over Texas Roadhouse all day,
KT,
every day.
I would have agreed in the year 2000.
KT wanted to go to a donut or to a peanut factory and get a milk steak.
Right. No,
dude, Texas Roadhouse. Meanwhile, I mean, I don't know. I haven't been in like 10 years, but they used to be good.
Dude, we walked in and Ryan Brokoff was there greeting us. It was incredible. We had a blooming onion.
Chicken restaurant.
What? Oh, Chick-fil-A, of course.
Yeah, correct.
Oh, yeah.
Sad to say.
Kraft chicken sandwiches.
Why would you be sad about that?
Pluckers would have been my pick.
Well, it's...
He's right.
They're more... They specialize in wings. I mean, they do have the Larry Bird, but...
And they're regional. They're not outside of Texas and Louisiana.
Chicken restaurant. Yeah. Best restaurant delivery app.
Uber Eats.
Grubhub.
Nope, nope.
Really? Favor?
Nope.
No, Favor's just...
DoorDash!
DoorDash!
Okay.
I don't have DoorDash.
All right.
I think I do.
Best deodorant.
Winning.
Degree.
Wait, what? It went from food to deodorant?
Oh, yeah, dude. The Harris Poll, they cover everything.
Cliff Harris?
Steve.
Winning is the great deodorant. I'd say winning.
Sure.
Is that a deodorant?
It is.
Sure.
Sure? Sure deodorant?
Speed Stick.
Christina?
It's not Secret.
Dry Idea.
I don't remember.
I'm trying to think of the one I have.
Wet Idea. Dove. Dove is the winner.
Wait, that's a soap, isn't it?
No, it's deodorant, too.
Oh, it is?
Best department store.
Dillard's.
Macy's. Montgomery Ward.
Macy's!
Yes.
Macy's now was well a tie. Done. It was a tie. Okay. What's the other one? Who did it tie with?
Dillard's.
Neiman Marcus.
Dillard's is close.
All right, what's the other one?
Neiman Marcus, no.
Sears.
Starts with a K.
Foley's.
Kmart.
Kohl's.
Kohl's! Christina shops more than we do.
Yep.
Clearly.
Well, not anymore, but yeah.
Okay. I printed out my thing and then I left it. Okay.
That's good, man.
Here we go. General Entertainment. This is the best
movie theaters
television network.
NBC.
HBO.
Okay, good guess, but no.
Oh, Netflix.
But I'll tell you, HBO won the paid network.
I'll tell you it won.
ABC.
Not ABC. What'd you say, Christina? Did you say?
I said Showtime.
Showtime, no.
CBS.
And Showtime would have been in the HBO category, not CBS.
Oh, Fox Sports Southwest.
Okay, no.
NBC.
Rest in peace. NBC, no.
Fox News.
You know.
The Animal Planet.
FX.
FX. Good answer.
FX. Best hardware and home store.
Show me Home Depot.
Home Depot's correct.
Lowe's. Was Lowe's not even that close?
What was that one we grew up with? Elliot's?
Elliot's was dope. Elliot. Also, True Value.
Yeah, True Value.
Ace.
Ace is the place for the helpful hardware, bitch.
Who won the award for luxury automotive?
Mercedes.
Mercedes-Benz. Ben gets the win there.
Damn it, Ben.
That's why they call him Mercedes-Ben.
That's pretty good.
The best Mexican restaurant.
Poncho's.
Taco Bell.
Chipotle.
Taco Bell's correct.
Are you serious?
But a thought and a prayer to Poncho's.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Wait, why? Is it dead?
They're waving the white flag now.
They're alive. They're still going, right?
Probably.
Is Poncho's closed?
I've never seen one, ever.
Dude, if there's a Poncho's...
But this comes up on our show once a year.
If there is still a Poncho's in the Metroplex, we resolve to do a remote from there.
Someone will send it in.
And we'll pay for it.
We'll pay for it ourselves.
If we're allowed to keep the flag raised the whole time and have constant food.
The white flag was pretty underrated.
That'd be tough for me, avoiding carbs.
Here they
Those
are.
Flautas are incredible.
Just lick them.
Sopapillas.
Poncho's Mexican Buffet.
Yep.
One in Mesquite.
Yes.
One out there in Arlington.
No, I'll go down there. I like to raise the flag a little bit. I go down there. And,
dude.
I like to poop afterwards.
If we do the sports buffet tomorrow, you need to keep bringing up Poncho's to whoever.
Well, I'll go down and raise the flag up and then turn,
We should thank you to Poncho's for sponsoring the segment on the Poncho's
the
hotline.
Sports buffet.
And then
they
brought us lunch.
Don't ever forget to raise the flag and get your beads filled up so good. Oh, Hulk. Did you have a little too much ponchos, buddy?
Sorry about that. My doctor told me that you're not to eat Mexican food no more.
I told you to have those digestive enzymes before you ate.
Best pizza restaurant.
They're going to say Domino's. No. Or Papa Ho.
Papa John's?
No.
Pizza Hut?
No.
Papa Races? Mm.
But you're on the Papa.
Little Caesars. Oh.
Little Papa's.
Nope.
What is that? Papa Murphy's.
Pizza
Papa
Inn.
Papa Murphy's.
Really?
Pizza Inn. There's one out there on Montford, I think. Yeah.
Nope.
Papa Murphy's.
Yeah.
Also,
Campisi's.
Papa Murphy's is incredible.
Legit.
You guys ever mess around with Papa Murphy's?
Nope.
No.
Oh, my God.
Dale Murphy started
that. I guess I should,
though.
Yeah, it's $6.
Okay.
Badass.
Zoli's is incredible.
Yep.
Zoli's is amazing.
I'd eat that with my mouth.
Their Detroit pizza, Thunderbird.
Thunderbird's amazing.
It's just stupid.
Thunderbird is ridiculous.
But nothing's better than the OG Carne Rosso, dude.
Carne Rosso. Incredible.
Incredible.
They do it all.
You do it all.
Oh, potato chip.
I think I would take Thunderbird over all those, though.
Thunderbird's probably my favorite.
Over Papa Murphy's?
I'd take it over all, because here's why, and I say this seriously, it's a craft pizza.
He's right.
It legitimately is.
I mean it. Because it's cooked in these very unique pans. Like, you'll never find that pan anywhere else. With some buttery, soft cheese crust on it. Ooh. And they sell out every single day. Like, they don't, you cannot, they're you got to, yeah, you can't even get one of those pizzas. And they're expanding, but they're so popular. It's like a flash kitchen within another restaurant. They're like, okay, today from 3 to 6, we're selling Thunderbird pies.
Yeah.
And they sell out before you can even get one. They're so freaking good.
In my head, I just heard Jeremy say, huge wieners is expanding.
potato chip?
Lace.
It is Lace. Wow. Get that one quick. Let's see. Oh, sandwich shop.
Subway.
Best sandwich shop.
Oh, Potbelly?
Potbelly, no.
Jersey Mike's?
No.
Oh, it's going to be the one where they always screw my order
Jimmy
up.
John's.
Dude, Subway. It's amazing how Jimmy John's has mastered, no matter which location it is, screwing your order up. Why even take the order? Just make whatever you want and hand it out the window.
I've never had a problem.
He always has a trouble because he always wants the special mustard on it. They never give him the special mustard.
I mean, and it's not just one Jimmy John's. And these are franchised. The consistency is unbelievable. I think they train people to get at least one wrong.
I
keep them on their feet.
I think you had a bad experience.
Yeah. I've never had a problem with it.
Me either.
Never. Not one time.
I'm telling you, I bet I've had seven different, no exaggeration, probably seven different times.
That's my Wendy's situation. Every time. I don't want that many patties.
Why don't you go there with me sometime?
Sometimes they just put a bunch of patties in a sack. I'm like,
Ben gets the red carpet every time. Ben!
You glossed over this. Ben just invited you to a Wendy's. Are you not going to take him up on this?
Maybe.
It's not really appealing to go to Wendy's.
What are you talking about? Won the best burger in the world.
I could be like, I'm just going to that one burger over there. Lastly,
Harris.
McAllister's was the sandwich shop.
Is that right?
Never mind.
Thanks, Kevin. Coming up next, the Today Game.